Hey, greetings everyone. This is Brother James from DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a glorious day today. We just got settled into our campsite. Wanted to bring an audio teaching. Haven't done one for a few days. I think this one you'll find really interesting. It's a little bit unusual and off topic from the normal ones. God inhabits praise. Psalm 22, verse 3. Explained. Let me read this verse to you. Psalm 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. So keep that verse in mind. We'll come back to it. So picture today's modern churchianity, huge fancy religious buildings, ritual timed out services. They've developed them into long, drawn-out musical offerings, song after song after song, practiced songs, paid worship leaders, professional musicians, basically. Songs played over giant amplifiers, often with lights, sometimes smoke machines, creating a worshipful event for God to come and dwell in, they say. More than he was dwelling in you right before the guitars and the drums and the keyboards started. Is that the way God of the Bible works? Let's talk about that. Music has become an addictive drug. I think you would admit that's true. It was very true for me when I was a pagan and even when I was a religious person. And Satan's using it for his advantage to deceive. When I was in the Sunday church system, they used that emotional, hyped up music to get us all feeling really spiritual. But the truth is, it really didn't do nothing for us at all once the music stopped, and it was all just of our flesh. In the religious places that I was involved in, and all the ones I've tested since I've been in ministry, the music is virtually more important than doctrine, truth, holiness, obedience. And that's common all over today. So again, is this really how God operates in the new covenant? More music means we get more of God in us, near us, around us, by us. Well, some background. We just preached at some so-called Christian music events. And they do it all just the same exact way. The people are all walking into those places worldly. They don't want to talk about the truth of God. They don't show any love as we're standing there witnessing and preaching. But as soon as the music starts in there, oh, they get in like a trance-like state. They're all possessed with the spirit of joy and deep emotion runs through them and a fake holiness, and their bodies begin to move and sway, sometimes jumping up and down, shouting and singing out loud. Then when the music stops, they go back to not really caring about Bible truth, obedience, or holiness till their next favorite song, next favorite concert comes up. It is just that way, folks. It is just that way. Music has become an idol in man-made religion, a drug, an emotional tool. Now going back to Psalm 22, verse 3, some translations say God is enthroned versus inhabitants. I'm going to offer up to you a better translation of that verse than what the King James that I'm giving you. And do your research on this. Better translation is, but you are enthroned as the Holy One whom Israel praises. See how that's different than what I originally read to you? But thou art holy, thou, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. So that King James verse says, God inhabits our praises. Well, that translation I just gave you, but you are enthroned as the Holy One, the one whom Israel praises, this makes much better sense when we look at God's word in its fullness, in its entirety, and here's why. Going back to the Old Testament, God was dwelling around the nation of Israel in a tabernacle or in the temple. At that time, he was not indwelling in them as born-again saints. God was only dwelling around them as they came together to do song, praise, worship, praying. Now in modern times, emotional music has taken over the religious place, as I described to you, more than the preaching of the word and obedience and doctrine and truth. So-called worship pastors are using this verse, Psalm 22, verse 3, as they whip people into emotional frenzy to get so-called closer to God, to sing in His presence. And it's a twisted verse. They're taking it way out of context. You don't sing in God's presence. All right. When we look at Scripture, when the Holy Spirit fell in Acts 2, there was no music involved when the Holy Spirit of God fell. All right. And we model what we see in the New Testament. Now, in services or concerts, music events today, you'll hear things like, cry out to God and sing out loud to get more of His Spirit tonight. Or you'll hear things like, lift up your voice and sing out loud as His Spirit is about ready to fall. Or you'll hear things like, let's sing and worship, dance, jump, rejoice around, invite the presence of the Lord here tonight in this place. See the picture I'm painting for you? The music, the praise, the songs, the instruments, which they didn't use in the New Testament, by the way, because they were fleshly. They just sang with their lips and their hearts. The song's all exciting. But is it really how God works today? No. No, not at all. I'm going to show you. All right? These ways are done to appease the flesh and woo crowds, draw more people, make more money, keep the pews filled. We're to test Scripture against Scripture, saints. There's not one other verse in the Bible that says God is magnified or dwelling or living in our praises and our singing. If that was true, think about it, then our actions make God amplified more than He already is. Think about that. Then our actions make God amplified more than He already is. So we can control the Holy Spirit coming down in us, around us, like an on and off volume button. That's just blasphemy. That's just silly. And that's man-made heresy. He is all that He already is in us without anything that we ever do more to usher Him into us. We came to faith, repentance, and new life. The Spirit came in us. More music, more songs, more emotion doesn't change that. Because if it is that way, then it means that God relies on us to be magnified in us. That just does not make any sense. The Creator does not rely on us. He was long before we were. So this is a faulty mindset. The earth is His footstool, Isaiah 66:1 tells us. God doesn't need us. We need God. We don't magnify God in our songs, our singing, our emotion. God's already magnified, and His Spirit dwells in us. We'll get to that. So this idea of these false worship groups today is really, it's a fleshly, man-centered way. It's not biblical. We have to remain Christ-centered and Word-centered, not emotional, fleshly-centered, and music does that to you. Instrumental music makes you fleshly carnal. The carnality will not get you to God. All right? The Bible tells us to be in the flesh. We can't please God. Romans 8. And emotional instrumental music is fleshly and carnal. Clearly is. It's not how God is magnified. Now, sadly, most people that we meet love to do the fleshly worship songs, but they don't want to obey God's word. They don't want to study it. They don't want to live holy. They don't want to kill their flesh. They don't want to come out of the culture. That's not the fruit of His people. That's the fruit of false convert, fleshly religious people. Think about that. So let's explain the context of Psalm 22:3, okay? In the Old Testament, there was no indwelling of the Holy Spirit in man. God's Spirit filled the temple or the tabernacle, and Israel was all about going those places, praising Him, singing to Him, at the temple or the tabernacle. God inhabited the temple or the tabernacle. That was where they praised Him. It was His way to reveal Himself to the nation at that time, but it did not make God more than He already was, and it doesn't today either. Let's read 1 Kings 8, 10 through 15. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Then spake Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about, blessed all the congregation of Israel, and all of the congregation of Israel stood, and he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and hath with his hand fulfilled it. So this is what was happening in the Old Testament. God's presence indwelling, filling the place for these people. Now today, we're in the new covenant. Things have changed, right? We are the temple of God. No more tabernacle, no more stone building. Ever since Acts 2. 1 Corinthians 6:19, Paul says, What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. So what a glorious thing. Now we have this indwelling Holy Spirit that's in us. And I want you to please understand this, saints. We do not sing or do praise or do emotional music or worship events in order to be filled up more with the Holy Spirit. That is not what the Bible teaches. But yet these false religious worship leaders, people selling music, trying to fill up buildings, that's what they're trying to teach you. They're trying to teach you a false Christianity. They act like they can conjure up more of God in themselves via their songs, their praise, their instrumental music. That's an old pagan way, conjuring up a god in some action like that. And it's a common modern way in today's charismatic Pentecostal false places, and that's spreading all over into evangelicalism. It's spreading all over the place. Here's what's clear. We are filled with the Holy Spirit at faith, repentance, and new birth so that we can sing to God and worship Him and praise Him and walk in this life and follow Him and obey Him and serve Him. It's not the other way around. Singing or praise to conjure up the Holy Spirit. They got it backwards. The Word of God makes it clear. Ephesians 5 covers singing. Ephesians 5:19, speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Notice we're singing to each other and to the Lord. So it's both. It's not just one. This verse in Colossians 3:16 says we teach each other with song. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Again, singing to each other and teaching and to the Lord. It's not a fleshly thing. It's not an emotional thing. It's a spiritual offering to God and to each other. All right? And it's not how we conjure up the Holy Spirit. It's not how we get more of God in us. It's not how we ask Him to fall in this place and dwell within us. No, He's already dwelling within us if we're born again by the Spirit. Doesn't this make sense? We can sing to each other and we can make a melody unto the Lord. That's what it says. It's an offering to God because we have the Spirit in us. It's not a means to get more of the Spirit. That's a false, fleshly, heretical, man-made doctrine. The mindset, it's really a 2 Corinthians 11:4 false spirit, false Jesus mindset that the religious places are using to deceive people. So I call it out. I want to warn you. I don't want you deceived. This is what they do. They think because they sing harder, they're closer to God. They think that their band is really cool and popular and successful, that God really loves them and is going to dwell in them more. I mean, this is all craziness that has not been taught or rooted in Scripture whatsoever. The point of this teaching I'm trying to hammer home is to expose the twisted idea that God dwells more in us or rushes in to us at our praise or our singing or anything else we do than other times. That's not what Psalm 22:3 is telling us at all, nor does any other verse. It's a twisted theology. God is present in our praise and our songs. Yes, He is. Okay. So if you say, well, isn't He present? Yes, He is. He is present in our songs and in our praise. But you know what? Is God not omnipresent? He's present in everything around us. His presence is everywhere, is it not? Where can you go where God is not, right? So to say that he inhabits our praises is to say, well, he doesn't inhabit anything else. Well, that just simply is not true. Romans 12 says, we're to be living sacrifices, so he's going to be near us in all areas of our worship and our daily life. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So God's going to be with us through all those times, right? Praying, working, just walking in him, singing, administering to each other. Yeah, God's presence is dwelling with us at all those times. How about Hebrews 13:5? It says he won't leave us. And John 14:26 says he's in us, teaching us and manifesting Christ to us. Was that only happening when we sing and with a really good band or our favorite song? No, that's all false, and I want to expose it here. Having the best or biggest band, singing harder or louder at some emotional favorite music event, or your favorite singer comes on and all of a sudden you feel so much closer to God, the smoke and the lights come on. I can't believe that those events we're at, they have this driving drum beat and laser light show and fake smoke machines, giving people the appearance like they're in the Shekinah glory of God. Yeah, this is all just a placebo Christianity. This does not make God more in us or more around us than he already is. His spirit is dwelling in us as his temple. How beautiful, at all times, if we're born of God. I think it really is being used of Satan and false religious people. It makes false convert religious people feel more holy and closer to God. But again, it's just a placebo false way. It's not the truth. It's what Paul talked about in the last days. They'll have the appearance of godliness, but they deny the power of. There you go. They need emotional music to make themselves feel really close to God. True saints, we need the Spirit and we need the Word. That's the power of God right there. What's clear to me and the saints that I know is if you have the Holy Spirit really dwelling in you, you have a calm cheerfulness that you can reach, rely on, trust in, and walk in. It isn't based on emotional, fleshly, instrumental music or anything else that's a fleshly way. It passes all understanding. That's what the Bible says. Look up that verse. Fleshly, emotional music making you feel better? Oh, that's easy to understand. We all know what a drug music is, right? But the peace of God passes all understanding because it's of the Spirit. All of this is clearly a fleshly false way that makes religious man feel good, often while he sits in his sin and false doctrine and man-made traditions. But it really is mysticism, saints. And what is mysticism? Mysticism is when you add anything spiritual to the worship or to the life of a Christian or to serving God that God didn't ordain. So like I always like to say, if somebody said, well, let's do a Bible study, and I said, well, we got to light candles because we can't have Bible study unless we have candles lit, and I make it a doctrine, that's mysticism. God didn't ordain that. Now, you could light a candle if you wanted to, but to make it a doctrine and stand on it, and say it must be this way, and you're adding to the things of God, spiritual things, that becomes mysticism. It must be rejected. So this verse is just a great example of more major scripture twisting that's done in man-made religion. It suits man's fleshly way, but it misses the meaning of the holy word of God. It's not found anywhere else in God's word. And with the Spirit dwelling in us, we don't need emotional fleshly music jumping up and down, smoke and lights to get closer to God. Today, God is not any more in our singing than when you are walking, praying, working, or just living out your life in him. I wanted to say that again. Make sure you understand that. Singing is a great part of the body of Christ. You can make a joyful noise unto the Lord by yourself. You can sing with other saints. But it is not the all with all to draw close to God. No, God requires that we obey him. We keep his commandments as a sign that we love him. 1 John 5:3, right? And this is really the beauty. Let me get to this point. This is really the beauty of this. This is what Christ has done for us. He tore down the wall that separated us from the Father because of our sin, so that we could be reunited to our Creator in His name, Christ's name. His death, burial, and resurrection does that for us. Not the ushering in of music and calling His presence down and better, louder praise music and better worship leaders. Again, this is all heresy. Ephesians 2:14-16. For He is our peace. There's that peace that passes understanding. Who hath made both one, that's Jew and Gentile, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in the ordinances, to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that we might be reconciled both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity within. Wow, glory to God. What an awesome thing our Savior did for us. It's why we lift Him up, preach Him, praise Him, and follow Him. Going back in Israel, in the Old Testament, before this Spirit was indwelling, God was dwelling with them. They were gathering in the temple or tabernacle or near it to sing and pray. God was already enthroned as God, and Israel was praising Him for that reason, everything He had done, who He was. Today, God is already enthroned within us by His Spirit, if we're born of Him through faith and repentance. Singing, loud music, smoke, light machines, better bands. These are all emotional, fleshly add-ons. They add nothing more to our already awesome God who dwells in us by His Spirit. Praise and singing to God, oh, it's a good thing. It's taught in Scripture. We can do it alone. We could do it with other saints. But it should not become the main focus, especially instrumental fleshly music, to draw close to God. We should be walking in doctrine, holiness, obedience that God requires of all of His people, along with a joyful noise made with our lips, not instruments. 1 Peter 1:15, be ye holy in all your ways, for God is holy, the Scriptures tell us. So I hope this has encouraged you. Don't take religious man's word for things when it comes to Scripture verses. Don't just hear a verse and go, oh, that's what it means. Take it apart, study it. You go do your own study on this. Be a Berean. Acts 17:11. And these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. I love that. Sister Debbie and I were just talking about receiving the word with readiness of mind. Wow, I wish when I went out street preaching there would be more people that were like the Bereans with the readiness of mind. And they searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Is that you, folks? Are you searching the Scriptures daily? I hope you test every single thing I say to the Word of God. I know I want to be a Berean. I want to test the Scriptures. And I believe that's one way we do draw close to God. God says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. Walking in His Word, walking in His ways, loving Him by keeping His commandments. And He's promised the Spirit that will dwell in us, teach us, comfort us, convict us. Yeah. What a glorious God we serve. Don't be swept away by the flesh and all of these false religious mindsets. Cling to the Holy Word of God. Study it with all that you are. Seek the kingdom of God with all that you are in His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Don't look to hype up a fake God, a fake spirit, and a fake gospel by using outward fleshly means like instrumental music, bands, worship programs. No, walk in the Spirit, trust what God has said, trust what He's doing in you, rely on the Spirit, seek that calm cheerfulness that God will give you, and that peace that passes all understanding. Don't be deceived by false teaching and heresy. I hope this has edified you. Go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog, go to the sisters' blog every day, edifying articles, material, audios, experiences on the road, trying to lift up you saints in the Word of God and lifting up our glorious Savior. We love you all. Till the Lord lets me come again with more teaching. Go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.